This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Hello, quizzers, and welcome to the Big Pod Quiz. It's Thursday night, it's 7 p.m, and that means it's time for our weekly episode of Pod Quizzing. My name is Charlie, and I am the host of 5 rounds of Pod Quiz action. Before the nation was plunged into full lockdown, you could find me in various pubs across the northwest of the nation, hosting real-life quizzes in real-life pubs. But during these strange and unusual times, me and my brother Ben have been bringing the pub quiz to you in podcast form. For the last few weeks, we have changed it up and decided to bring a special guest onto the quiz to challenge Ben to a one-on-one rather than just throwing out a load of questions. Ben had been sitting in our recording sessions confident he knew all the answers, so we are putting that confidence to the test. He will be going head-to-head with a different guest every week, and we are keeping track of a Ben versus leaderboard to find out if he really is as clever as he says. So Ben, 2-0 down on the leaderboard so far. Are you going to bring it back today and get that first, and some would say most important, win to your name?
Well, my confidence has been knocked, Charlie. I think it's been proven that I'm a distinctly average quizzer. So rather than spend too much time on this section, I'm going to move on and explain the rules. So we've got 5 rounds in today's quiz. Each round has got 5 questions in it. The questions get progressively harder as we go through the round. The first 4 rounds are the kind of topics you'll hear at a normal pub quiz. So music, sport, geography, whatever. Charlie mixes and matches those every week. But the 5th round is always brought by our special guest, and it is their specialist subject. So I'm basically always going into this quiz definitely knowing I'm not going to get any answers in round 5. But hey, it's fine. I'm here for the fun of it. Should we meet our guest?
Right then, let's get him on. Today's guest onto the pod, it's radio presenter, DJ, podcaster, Leicester City football fan, and owner of 4 different brands of head wax. It's the man himself, Mr. Dan Kelly. Dan, hello and welcome to the pod.
I've got to say, Charlie, I've known you 3, brother, for about a decade. First time I've heard your broadcasting voice. You don't sound anything like that.
What do you think? I mean, obviously, I've listened to you on the radio for years and years.
No, I think you sound very good.
This is the second time me and Dan have seen each other today because we do a podcast together, don't we, Dan?
Yes, this is true. We've just recorded ours for this morning. Also available on Sound Rebel and on all your podcast providers. It's called Yesterday Today with Dan and Katie, where the clue's in the title. We just talk about stuff that happened yesterday, whether it's in the news, whether it's something personal. And we all used to do a radio show together, Katie and myself and Posh Ben. We were doing it for the best part of a decade on Galaxy Radio in Birmingham, which then became Capital FM. So I've missed them. It's been over 5 years now since we last did a show together. So we're on episode 15. We started 3 weeks ago today. We're 15 episodes deep. And hopefully, you know, we've only got a fraction of your listeners. So I won't lie, it's the only reason why I've come on today. Not really caring about the quiz. I just want to come on and say, could you listen to our podcast? It's called Yesterday Today. I'm prepared to lose the quiz.
Just to steal some listeners.
Yeah, that's what it's about, isn't it?
Do you want me to give you a little plug, like, the Big Pod Quiz listens to Dan and Katie Yesterday Today?
Well, maybe. Yes. This is, what do you think, producer Ben? Well, maybe this is a good section where we can insert a quick 20-second highlight of the show here.
I mean, oh, sorry, I can't find one. we got no highlights.
So, cast your mind back, you're sitting in the pub watching LCFC smash up Crystal Palace away. What are you drinking?
In the pub, probably, well, I do like a Jack Daniels. I do like a spirits. But then when you get the football on, you get a bit excited, don't you? And you need to have something to throw when you score. So you can't throw a Jack Daniels. It's got to be a pint, hasn't it?
I mean, pint of Carling straight across the crowd when Jamie Vardy smashes one in for the 90-second winner. All this talk of drinking is making me thirsty. Are you having a drink today, Dan?
Yeah, I've got a wine on the go. So, yeah.
Fantastic. I'm just going to crack a can of Carling. There we go.
Excellent. I've got a glass of wine and a tin of Tesco Value Spaghetti Hoops.
That you are eating straight out of the can, just with a spoon. Ooh, disgusting.
Yeah, I just was hungry.
So before you came on the pod today, I asked you for a specialist round. I've got to say, it is a proper weird one. I've had to get a little creative while writing the questions. So you've chosen a round specifically on bold men.
Yeah, I felt under pressure to come up with a round because I was going to suggest Leicester, but I believe there was a football one was a recent one that you did.
Yeah, we had Tom from Venus de Milo did the great and glorious history of Aston Villa.
Yeah, and then I was going to think food, and I thought, well, that's a bit boring. So I thought, oh, I'm bold, talk about it a lot. Let's go with bold men. So which means, Ben, I actually don't really know if it's a specialist subject just because I am bold. So I think it's probably a leveler in terms of the questions today.
Yeah, but we you've had the great and glorious history of Aston Villa. You've had indie music of the early 2000s. As a man with a luscious head of hair, how's your knowledge of bold people?
Well, you know, not how's everyone else's knowledge of bold people? I don't really, I haven't particularly studied them, but at the same time, I like that. It is a nice open round. It's basically like a general knowledge round now, so the questions can be on anything. Yes, come on, let's start.
Is it a general knowledge round that's focused specifically on bold people?
Yeah, fine. I'm feeling confident.
So are you guys all set, or do you need a quick refresh on the rules?
You ask a question, we answer it.
Essentially, that is the core of how a quiz works, yeah. But the specific rules of this one, so there's five rounds of five questions. Rounds start easy and get harder as they go on. You'll have 10 seconds to answer each question. I'm then going to ask you to show me your answers on screen and I will read them out. Those at home, at the end of the quiz, send your scores in via email bigpodquiz@soundrebel.co.uk or tweet them to @bigpodquiz. If you score higher than Ben, I want you to use the hashtag IBeatBen. But if he beats you, you will have to use the hashtag of his own choosing, #KingBen.
Dan, why did I choose that hashtag?
I know.
How well do you know me?
Yeah, because when we interviewed Labyrinth, he was very impressed with Ben's rapping skills and he christened him King Ben.
Dan, I'm so glad that you've cleared that up for us because he's been saying this for ages.
True. Yeah, it's true.
And like, not on the pod, but off the pod, I've been going, no, he didn't. You didn't. Yeah, he did. Labyrinth did not call you King Ben. But
and actually, I mean, it's funny you should mention it today because before we started, after we just recorded yesterday, today, with Dan and Katie, also available on Sound Rebel, we are having really a chat good. About getting a guest on. And I said, let's get Labyrinth on because he still follows me and he still follows Ben and I believe he still follows Katie. And there's no way he won't not remember King Ben because we had him about four or five times on the show, but he does remember Ben and King Ben. Yeah.
So anyway, should we move on to round one?
Yes.
Round one today is food and drink. How do you feel about food and drink, guys?
I love it. I love food.
I mean, for a man who's eating spaghetti hoops out of a can, this is going to be easy.
Look, I've had a reputation as liking my food, strange foods at particular times. Ben knows all about this from the radio days as well. He used to complain. In fact, I think it was only on our second episode of Yesterday Today with Dan and Katie, where Ben talks about all of these stinky foods I used to bring into the studio at 6 a.m. So,
salmon.
You can't be eating salmon at 6 a.m.
Don't reveal too much. If you want to find out, just go and listen to Yesterday Today with
which specific episode, or just listen to them all and wait for it.
Well, if you listen just to them all, you'll
listen
find
to them
it,
all. Yeah, excellent.
They're only twenty minutes long.
Let's crack on with the Big Pod Quiz. Question one of the food and drink round: Snap, Crackle, and Pop are the mascots for which breakfast cereal? You have 10 seconds starting from now. Yeah, so we've got Dan's hands on the screen and Ben's. That is absolutely correct. They've both put Rice Krispies. Award yourself 1 point each. Moving on, question two. Glenmorangie, Johnny Walker and Bushmills are all brands of what type of alcohol? Dan, with the answer straight up, took him like 2 seconds. And we've got Ben up there as well. They've both put whiskey and they both are correct. Question three. The Nag's Head is the pub in which British TV show? The Nag's Head is the pub in which British TV show?
Don't watch it.
Ben has gone with Emmerdale.
Is that right?
Well, I'll let you know in a minute, Dan. What have you put?
I hadn't got a clue. I thought I was going to put Emmerdale, but in the end, I went with
Countdown. I can tell you that Countdown is incorrect. Dan, no point for you.
Sorry.
Ben, you put Emmerdale first. That is incorrect.
But I want Coronation.
And then you put Coronation Street. That is also incorrect. The correct answer is only Fools and Horses.
There we go.
Moving on, question four. Which cocktail consists of vodka, Tia Maria and Coke? Which cocktail consists of vodka, Tia Maria and Coke? Yes. Ben, you've gone with a Black Russian, and Dan has gone with a vodka martini. So I can tell you, a cocktail that consists of vodka, Tia Maria, and Coke is a Black Russian. Ben, you are correct. Mark yourself down for 1 point. Question five. How old does a sheep have to be before its meat is classed as mutton? Right then, guys, answers on the screens. Ben, you've gone with 3. Dan, you've gone with old enough. I can tell you the correct answer is 2 years. So up until 2, it's counted as lamb. After that, it is mutton.
What a bizarre question.
I mean...
I like it, though.
After a few years of writing questions, Dan, you clasp at straws. You find a question, you go, that'll do.
I hear that.
So that is the end of round one. If you could total up your scores for me and let me know what you got. People at home, if you keep track of your score to the end of the quiz, you can then send them in to us at BigPodQuiz on Twitter or BigPodQuiz@soundrebel.co.uk on email. If you're enjoying the quiz so far and you want to make it your round, you can by going to our website, soundrebel.co.uk/BigPodQuiz, and finding the button that says buy us a beer. Podcasts are free to listen to, but they are not free to make. We do incur some cost hosting on all the good podcast apps. So if you can help us out with our costs, that would really help us out.
Well, I got 2.
2?
I got 3.
So it's looking close. A good performance by both of you there. So round 2 is the Where in the World round. Are we ready?
Yes, let's do it.
Here we go. Question 1. In which country would you find the ruins of Pompeii, the ancient city frozen in time due to an eruption from the volcano Mount Vesuvius? Right, I've got answers on the screen here. You've both gone for the same one, which is Italy, and that is absolutely correct. Question 2, what is the common name for the infamous section of ocean off the Florida coast where planes and boats have been known to disappear without a trace? So, Bermuda Triangle from Dan and from Ben, that is absolutely correct. Question 3, in which city can you find the landmarks Temple Mount, the Garden of Gethsemane, the Western Wall, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, and the Dome on the Rock? Dan, you have gone with Jerusalem. Ben, he started off with Rome, he crossed it out, and then he put Jerusalem, which is the correct answer.
Wow, my wife was born there, so if I'd have got that one wrong, I'd have been in trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. It's probably a good job you got that one. Moving on, question 4. If I walked into a pub and asked the bartender, let me give this one a crack, Dalgru os Gwelch Inda, which translates to 2 beers, please, which country would I be in? If I walked into a pub and asked the bartender, Dalgru os Gwelch Inda, which translates to 2 beers, please, which country would I be in? So, Ben, you've gone with Russia. Dan, you've gone with Germany. So I'm going to read that to you again. Dalgru os Gwelch Inda means 2 beers, please. Which country would I be in? I'd be in Wales.
Oh, well, why did you say it in a German accent?
I mean, I thought I was doing it in a Welsh accent because they speak a bit like...
North Walian is quite kind of... It does sound like Eastern Europe. I used to run a radio station in North Wales and it's kind of a little bit like... It's a weird accent. I had a guy go... He basically had a camper van. He's like, Ben, I've got to do my show early tomorrow morning, so can I camp out in the car park and make sausages in my van?
Question for you, Ben. Had he moved to Wales from Holland?
No, honestly, South Walian is the kind of classic Wales accent, which is the kind of Cardiff, hello, I'm from the valleys. But North Walian feels a bit more, I don't know why, it's kind of Eastern European.
Is that what it is called? Anyway. Walian? North
Walian. So like, for example, the North Walian soap opera is called Round the Round. Wow. Which means round and round.
Well, thank you for that insight into North Walian culture. Moving on, question five is multiple choice. What is the state capital of California? Is it A, Los Angeles, B, San Francisco, C, Sacramento, or D, Anaheim? Dan, you've gone with D, Anaheim. Ben, you've gone with C, Sacramento. I can tell you it is one of those, but which one is it? Mine. Who has my got one. The point?
Mine.
The correct answer is C, Sacramento. Ben, mark yourself down for a point. If you got that at home, mark yourself down for a point as well. So that is the end of round two. Remember, guys, if you want to follow the Pod Quiz on social media, we are at Big Pod Quiz on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we will be posting daily standalone content such as anagrams and picture rounds. I mean, I say that, I haven't done it in the last couple of weeks, but I am going to get back on board with it today. So you can score some bonus points on the quiz every week.
I spent ages making them on bloody Photoshop as well, Charlie.
I know, I'm going to...
bloody hours.
It's been a difficult few weeks, Ben. Back to work after not being very well, so I'm going to get back on it this week.
Oh, sorry, hang on, I've got my tiny violin somewhere.
Thanks, Dan, I appreciate it. Right then, are we ready for round three, which is the sport round? So currently 7-5 going into round three, which this week is sport. How do we feel about the sport round?
Missing sport.
Oh, mate, don't even.
I've forgotten everything.
I feel like I keep walking past the local pub, like pressing my nose up against the glass just to see if they've got anything on pub? The TV at all.
Pub? What?
It's this place that we used to have where you'd walk in and it'd be full of joy and life and laughter, and you'd walk up to this thing called a bar and they would and you'd go, "Hello, mate, can I have a Carling and an Amstel, please?" And then they'd use this magical tap that would pour beer out of it, icy cold, into a glass.
Life really was different in the olden days, wasn't it?
It was. I mean, maybe one day we will return to that mythical place.
Well, let's see how we get on then with these. I need to make up two here.
Come on. 2 points to make up here, Dan. You're going to like question one as a Leicester City football fan. Question one, multiple choice. In which season did scrappy underdogs Leicester City win the Premier League title? Was it A, 2014-15, B, 2015-16, C, 2016-17, or D, 2017-18? I mean, as someone who is wearing a Leicester City football shirt, you are going to prove that guy wrong that was in the pub. How long have you been a fan for if you can't even tell us when they won?
Hey, I used to sell programmes outside the ground back in the day, outside the away end.
Did they? So they had programmes in the 70s?
yeah, they did.
Did you sell those things that used to clack around? They don't do those anymore, do they? Those were like a 90s football thing. Remember the clackers?
Oh, Ben's changed his answer.
Oh, he has. He's changed it from B, 2015-16, to C, 2016-17. Dan, what have you got?
B.
You've got B. Ben, you've got C. It's going to be embarrassing if you've got this wrong, Dan. The correct answer is B, 2015-16. That is correct. So they sacked their manager, Claudio Ranieri, less than a season later. How do you feel about that? Loyalty in football and all that.
I felt it was the correct decision. It was tough. Because Leicester won the Premier League. Look, don't get me wrong. Uncle Claudio. He's amazing. He's a legend. But he was playing with Nigel Pearson's team that had done the great escape only the season before by winning 8 out of their final 10 games when they were bottom of the table. And then he got fired. I firmly believe that season, Nigel Pearson was still there, still running the team, still managing them. And they would push out Claudio for the press conferences because he wouldn't call people ostriches and he would charm them.
He was a very charming man.
He was very, very charming.
The next season, when he tried to change the formation, stopped doing the things which made it, he'd lost the plot and we would have gone down.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, I mean, that does.
It was the right decision.
That does answer the question that I asked you, so thank you very much. Question two, what is the name of boxer Chris Eubank's son, who has followed in his father's footsteps and is now 2-time IBO super middleweight champion? Yep, so you've both gone for the same one. He is Chris Eubank Jr. If you got that right at home, mark yourself down for 1 point. Question three, which was the first sport to resume in the UK this week? What was the first sport to resume in the UK this week? So, Ben and Dan, you've both gone with horse racing. I mean, I've got written down here that snooker started first.
Is that a sport?
Oh, I don't know.
Snooker's a sport. Yeah, snooker is a sport, Dan.
Well, I'm pretty sure...
That the snooker's kicked off and then the horse racing was later on that afternoon.
Yeah. Well, we're nearly there, Dan.
Also, you could have had pigeon racing because technically pigeon racing, they set off at like 6 a.m. on the morning that snooker and horse racing came back.
So what is the answer?
Okay. The answer's snooker, but I will also give you pigeon racing.
Okay, so I'm wrong.
If you got that at home, mark yourself down for 1 point. Question 4. How many times have New Zealand won the Rugby World Cup? So, Dan, you've gone with 7. Ben, you've gone with 5. So, they are the joint record holders with South Africa. There's been 8 Rugby World Cups, New Zealand have won 3, South Africa have won 3, Australia have won twice, and England have won once. Question 5, who won the men's singles title at Wimbledon last year? Yeah, so you've both gone with the same one. It's Novak Djokovic, which is correct. Right then, guys, you want to get those totaled up and let me know how the leaderboard currently stands. If you're at home, total up your scores. Keep them ready for the end of the quiz to send them to us at BigPodQuiz on Twitter, or you can email them to bigpodquiz@soundrebel.co.uk.
So overall, nine. Charlie.
It's 8 versus 9.
So, Ben, you're on 9.
Yeah, I'm on 8.
So at the end of the round, it's 9-8. Ben, you're still holding on to a slender lead going into round 4. Can you stay there until the end of the quiz and get that first W on the board?
Probably not, but...
Can I just quickly ask, when Ben lost in his previous 2 attempts, was it a big beating or was it a close run thing?
No, it was close. Right. It was very close both times.
Charlie, don't make that face. Listen back.
I mean, maybe.
It's like a couple of points.
A couple of points each way.
Some contentious answers as well. Okay. But anyway, we'll move on.
Oh, here we are. We're not starting that again. But this conversation was left in episode 2, Ben. We're not starting this again. We're going into round four. I'll dock your points. Shut up.
Okay, sorry. Fine.
Are we ready to move on? Wow. So this week it's the true or false round. Question 1. True or false, between 1937 and 1945, in Germany, Heinz did a version of tinned spaghetti shaped like swastikas. Dan loves a spaghetti hoop. Will he eat them ever again if he finds out that they used to be made to shape like swastikas?
I feel like that's the kind of mad thing that would...
Yeah, I'm going with true.
So you've both gone with true. So true or false, between 1937 and 1945 in Germany, Heinz did a version of tinned spaghetti shaped like swastikas. It sounds like the kind of ridiculous thing that could be true. But it's not. It's false, I'm afraid. I completely made that up.
Well, good on Heinz for that.
Yeah, good on Heinz.
I thought it was true because they're a German, aren't they? A German company.
They are a German company.
And they would have been told by Mr. Tashi, do this, or I'll.
Can you imagine being that CEO is just like
that whole question reminds me of one of my favourite scenes ever from Family Guy, where Peter Griffin is sat there and he's eating his alphabetti spaghetti, and he says, "Hey, look, Brian, my alphabetti spaghetti says ooh." And Brian goes, "No, they're spaghetti hoops." anyway.
Question 2, true or false, Japanese snooker tables have shorter legs than normal ones due to the average height in the country. Dan, you've gone with true. Ben, you've gone with false. I can tell you that one is true.
Yes!
Oh, what? But how do they play in a world championship, for example? That's ridiculous.
I'm not in the world championship. I'm saying that when you go into a snooker hall in Japan, they have tables with shorter legs than normal ones because of the average height of the country.
Yeah. Okay. So what happens when they suddenly go, right, guys, we're going to go to the Snooker World Cup now. By the way, just so you know, slight change. It's going to be way taller. So your whole game that you've been practicing for years and years is now slightly out by about...
Platform shoes. Maybe you should write a strongly worded letter to all the snooker clubs in Japan, just being like, what are you doing? You're ridiculous.
Mate, I've got podcasts to edit, so I'll stick with that.
That's the reason why not.
Moving on, question three. True or false, if put in snow, a skunk cabbage will melt the snow in its immediate surroundings. True or false, when put in snow, a skunk cabbage will melt the snow in its immediate surroundings.
I have never heard of a skunk cabbage. I've heard of skunk.
Before writing these questions, neither had I, but it's a real thing.
I mean, that has to be true because it's just utter nonsense, isn't it? That has to be true.
So you've both gone with true. I can tell you that if you take a skunk cabbage and you put it in snow, it is absolutely true that it will melt its immediate surroundings.
I have to ask, and you must know, you've done the... What is a skunk cabbage? Is it a cabbage that smells like a skunk?
It's a cabbage, with a very, very strong odour. Right. Which therefore has been named cabbage.
When I was younger, I used to work in the produce section at Tesco's in Leicester. And I can confirm I never had any smelly cabbage.
No, I think it's quite a specialist food. I think it's used in like kimchi and stuff like that. Question four, true or false, dogs are colourblind. True or false? Ben, you've gone with true. So have you, Dan. I can tell you that it's false. Dogs can see colours. They just have a limited range of the colours that they can see.
All right. I hate this round.
Okay, well, it's almost over. Question five, true or false, Sir Paul McCartney is actually called James.
Hang on, you live in Liverpool. You live about a mile from that Abbey Road. This isn't fair. You'll know it just because of proximity.
Penny Lane, Abbey Road's in London.
I see.
So, Ben, you've gone with true. Dan, you've gone with false.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why if I'm right. I'll tell you why. My theory.
Please tell me why.
Because if he's been knighted, then surely you can't have a knight. You can't have a knight prefix before a pseudonym. Otherwise, he'd be Sir James McCartney.
Technically, he is Sir James Paul McCartney. So, Ben, you put true, give yourself a point. Dan, unfortunately, you got that one incorrect. Remember, people at home, to keep track of your scores for the end of the quiz, and you can send them in to us on Twitter or via email at BigPodQuiz on Twitter or BigPodQuiz@soundrebel.co.uk via email. If you're enjoying the quiz so far, then please head over to the website, make it your round by pressing on the big button that says buy us a beer, soundrebel.co.uk/BigPodQuiz. Right then, Dan, it's time for round five. It is your special round, specialist subject, which is bold men. How are we looking on the scores going into the final round?
I got three in that last round, which puts me to 11.
Dan, I'm on 11.
Did you only get two goodness. In that last
we
round?
Are, yeah. You are tied on score going into the final round.
So, not to put a downer on it, but we could have just done the... specialist round as a single.
Yeah, basically we didn't need to do anything else. All right. We needed to do was go straight to round five.
I've sat in a cupboard. I've done 2.5 hours of podcast so far this morning, and I've really got bad cramp.
Well, Dan, thank you for your sacrifice. We're almost there, almost at the point where you can go outside and stretch your legs.
No, I'm joking. I've very much enjoyed it, and for someone who I've never seen sober. In the 10 years I've known, I think you're doing a cracking job, Charlie. So good on you, mate.
The streak continues. I'm not particularly sober at the moment, so. So here we go, round five, specialist round. It is a round about bold men. Question one: true or false? The 14th of October is International Be Bold and Be Free Day. Bold men all over the world take to the streets to be loud, proud, and bold. So So Dan, you've gone with true. Ben, you've gone with false. I can tell you it is true. Dan, have you ever taken to the streets of Birmingham to be loud and proud?
Well, it's every day is bold day.
I mean, I suppose it's quite cold in Birmingham in October. Would you have to use the chant, because we're cold, we're bold, get used to it?
You can't not have a day where, well, today I'm going to celebrate being bold, because you ain't got a choice, mate. You're out there. Every day is celebrate being bold day.
I mean, the one thing that we can say is that you've got a lovely shaped head for it. If anyone was going to go bold, a man with a head shaped like yours, this is probably the one.
Do you know what? This is very true. If someone said, well, would you like to get your hair back now? And no, would be my answer. I'm 41. I shaved it when I was 20 because I started losing it when I was about 15. Bit of a weird.
So you wouldn't do the Wayne Rooney head over to Turkey and get
because
you,
also,
get unplugged?
Partly for me, and I quite like it. I do like, you know, but mainly because pretty much everyone I know, apart from the remaining school friends that I keep in touch with, which, you know, is not that many compared to people I know now, it would be the first time they'd ever seen me with hair. So that would be weird.
It would be weird.
And it might not work. And I have a friend called Altaf that Ben knows. Ben knows Altaf. He's amazing.
I do.
He's one of my best friends who lives in Birmingham.
He's that friend who literally does everything. You know, kind of, if you have any problem or you need anything at all, Altaf will either be able to do it himself or will know someone who does.
Everyone needs an Altaf. Now, he was also a bold
Everyone
man.
Needs
he,
an
spent,
Altaf.
He spent £3,000 to go to Turkey to get a hair transplant. Came back, shaved it.
Oh, no.
What an idiot.
Mate, he just wants to have the shaved look rather than the completely bold look. So he wants stubble.
If I was a bold man, I'd look like a jacket potato on a neck. So let's hope I keep his hair.
Mate, it's a good job that hairline's looking strong then, isn't it? Moving on, question two is multiple choice. On the 12th of March 2016, the Guinness World Record for the most heads shaved simultaneously was set in Calgary, Canada. How many heads were shaved at the same time? Is it A, 255, B, 329, C, 500, or D, 1,111? So on the 12th of March 2016, the Guinness World Record for the most heads shaved simultaneously was set in Calgary, Canada. How many heads were shaved at the same time? A, 255, B, 329, C, 500, or D, 1,111? So you've both gone for D, 1,111. Dan, your boldness knowledge is lacking there. It was B, 329. The attempt took place at an event to raise money to fight cancer and raise awareness about workplace carcinogens. Over $140,000 was raised to fight cancer.
Right.
Moving on, question three is multiple choice again. According to GQ magazine article, 100 most powerful bold men in the world, who is the number one most powerful bold man in the world? Is it A, Jeff Bezos? Is it B, the Dalai Lama? Is it C, Michael Jordan? Or D, Rupert Murdoch? So remember, this is according to the GQ magazine article, 100 most powerful bold men in the world. Who is the number one most powerful bold man in the world? A, Jeff Bezos. B, the Dalai Lama. C, Michael Jordan. Or D, Rupert Murdoch? You've both gone with Jeff Bezos. Is it Bezos, Bezos?
Unless it's a trick question, it can't not be.
I mean, according to GQ magazine, it's not. Apparently, according to GQ magazine, Jeff Bezos is number five.
Right. What?
The Dalai Lama is...
He's about to be a trillionaire.
The Dalai Lama is number two.
Is it, you can say Rupert Murdoch. Jordan.
Rupert Murdoch is number seven. Michael Jordan, according to GQ magazine, is the most powerful bold man in the world.
He's a cool guy, and he's done amazing things. One of the best sportsmen to ever live. But
he can do amazing things with a basketball, but I'm not sure that he has a lot of power.
It depends
but
what
according
they mean.
To GQ, that's what they said.
It's vague, isn't it? It depends what you mean by powerful in terms of being people. I reckon out on that list, more people would listen to him than the others. So he had power in that way.
But how many power? Times?
Jeff.
Yeah. At least we both got it wrong, Dan. Although I'm still 1 point behind you.
With two questions to go, here we go. Question four. So we all know that out of all the bold men in the world, the one we love the most, apart from Dan Kelly, is Sir Patrick Stewart. But which character did he play in Star Trek The Next Generation? I need his rank and last name only for the point. Right, we've got Dan's answer on the screen. Ben, I need yours as well.
Hey, if I get this right and you get this wrong, I've won.
Oh, they've both gone with the same answer, Captain Picard. And that is absolutely
Ben,
correct.
Hold yours up again. I've got you on a technicality. You've put Captain Pilchard.
That's just my writing. It's definitely Picard.
Moving on. Last question in the quiz today is question 5. So I found an article on the Radio 4 website called 7 Reasons It's Great to Be Bold. I am going to give you the first 6 reasons. I want you to then tell me what you think number 7 is. So 7 reasons why it's great to be bold. Number 1, number 1, it's good for negotiations. Apparently studies have been done that show bold men are better leaders as they tend to be more assertive and more powerful. Number 2, you never look at an old photo and think, what was I thinking with that haircut? Reason 3, you're legendary. I shit you not, they have used an example of some old Greek myth where a bird drops a tortoise on someone's head because they thought it was a shiny rock they could use to break the shell. Their excuse for using this is, yes, he died, but he went down in history. Reason 4, Hollywood loves you. Just look at Samuel L. Jackson, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Woody Harrelson, Vin Diesel, Jason Statham, and the list is endless. Reason 5, bold men are funnier. Apparently there's lots of comedians that are bold. And reason 6, you cross the finish line first. Apparently lots of men that went bold before their 30s make it to the top of elite sport. They have cited Michael Jordan, Zinedine Zidane and Mo Farah as examples. So you've had the reasons 1 to 6 of why it's great to be bold from BBC Radio 4's article, 7 reasons why it's great to be bold. Can you name number 7? So Ben, you've gone with less time spent in the shower. Dan, can you read out your answer to the people, please?
Save money on haircuts and shampoo. But I've also put, as an alternative answer, because we look fucking awesome.
I mean, you are entitled to your opinion. I need you to pick one of those two answers, please.
So Dan's gone for financial efficiency, and I've gone for time efficiency.
Save money on haircuts and shampoo. Although that's a lie, because you spend a fortune on razors instead, but anyway.
I can tell you that the reason 7 on the BBC Radio 4's article, 7 reasons why it's great to be bold, is that you save money on haircuts and shampoo, Dan.
Yeah!
You are absolutely correct. So that
who
is
wrote that
it.
Article? Was the person who wrote the article bold? Otherwise, I had.
I couldn't tell you that. I'm afraid I skimmed through it just to find the reasons. I didn't really delve into it in too much.
I'm really happy I got that right.
So that's it for today's episode of the Big Pod Quiz. Make sure you send us in your scores, and we will start doing some high score shout outs from next week's episode. Remember to use the hashtag.
Scores, Charlie.
Yeah, I'm coming to it. Remember to use the hashtag IBeatBen or hashtag KingBen at the end of your tweets. Right then, guys, you've had a minute to total up your scores there. How did we do?
12.
Ben, 12.
I can't remember how many got it right in that last round, but I don't suppose it really matters because
I won. You got... I think you've ended up on 13 and I've ended up 13. On 12.
14-12. Is that what we're going with? 14-12 is the final score. Yeah.
Good game, Ben. Good game. We're the opponent.
Nice to see you.
So, we'll discuss this on tomorrow's Yesterday Today with Dan and Katie.
So well done, Dan. You are the champion of this week's quiz. So when the Big Pod Quiz, Big Pod Pub Crawl finally rolls through Birmingham after lockdown ends, Ben will be buying you an icy cold pint of delicious Carling. Ben, the leaderboard is now 3-0. How are you feeling?
I feel fine, Charlie. I feel fine. It's the taking part that counts.
It is the taking part that counts. And, you know, it's not so far ahead that you can't bring it back in just wonderful style. A true champion shows their face in the face of adversity.
Is that the phrase?
Shows themselves in the face of adversity, something like that. I'm trying to boost morale here. It's not my fault you're shit at quizzes, is it? Quizzes, if you're enjoying the Big Pod Quiz, please follow, like, share and subscribe on whatever app you're listening through right now. Also, check us out on socials for all your quizzing news and chances for daily bonus points. We are at Big Pod Quiz on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. If you also want to help out and make it your round, head over to the website soundrebel.co.uk/bigpodquiz and find the button that says buy us a beer. While you're there, make sure to check out some of the other shows on the Sound Rebel Network, such as Dan and Katie, Yesterday Today, Dan, thank you for coming on the pod today. How do you feel as champion of this week's quiz?
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for having me on. I believe you're going to get on my partner in crime, Katie.
We've got to now, because there's going to be a bit of rivalry there, isn't there?
She hates quizzes, by the way.
She hates quizzes. Even better, we'll get her on and torture her for 5 rounds of pop quizzing.
If you want to find out why she doesn't like quizzes, listen to, I think I already mentioned this one, but just in case you forgot, you can listen to Yesterday Today with Dan and Katie, available on Sound Rebel.
So thank you for listening. Stay safe out there, and we will see you back here next week for another episode of the Big Pod Quiz.